Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. This is our theme verse for a topical sermon. And so I'm only going to give most of the attention to the second part of the verse. Look with me now to Ephesians 4, verse 32. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. And what we're focusing on this evening is that we are commanded by Paul to be forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. That's going to be the focus of what we study and devote ourselves to in meditation this evening. God forgave you through Jesus Christ, so be like God and forgive others by Jesus Christ. And that's the key there, by Christ. We can all forgive by Christ. We often hear kids bragging, I think especially sons, about the strength of their dads. My dad's stronger than your dad. And one of the ways they can talk about it is, my dad can lift more than your dad can lift. Oh yeah, well my dad can lift the whole earth. My dad can lift the whole universe. You know, this idea of strength and being able to lift. But there's this desire, especially by boys, to say, my dad's stronger than your dad. It's an expression of the admiration of the strength of their father. But what you don't hear them saying when they want to emphasize how strong their dad is, you don't hear them saying, my dad can forgive more than your dad. Oh yeah, no way, my dad can forgive more. He's stronger. But that is where the real power is. That is real, where the real strength of life is, the ability to forgive. That's where we see the strength, especially over time. Our bodies can get weaker, but we can see the strength of a man, a woman, and their ability to forgive. Christians are to forgive one another just as God forgave us in Christ. That's the main point of the part of the text we're focusing on. Christians are to forgive one another just as God forgave us in Christ, and God is almighty. So if God is forgiving, we have to remember that he is strong. Forgiveness is a sign of God's strength. He did it in Christ, who took every sin of every single one of his elect and the eternal death that each of us deserves and paid for it on the cross, on his back, all at once. He was able to bear the weight, that eternal weight, and go through it so that God would forgive us. He showed his strength, dying on the cross to forgive us. What the world sees as weak is enormous strength. But over time, the world does show how weak they are as they all shrivel up and die in darkness. I remind you, the Westminster Shorter Catechism number 4 tells us that God, among other things, is infinite and eternal in his power. There isn't anyone more powerful than God. And I know we know that, but let's really think about that for a moment. God is all-powerful. He is omnipotent, right? He's El Shaddai. He's extremely powerful, and he shows it in forgiveness. Acts chapter 26, verse 18, Jesus says he came to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. That's Jesus speaking to Paul, recollecting when Christ confronted him and saved him. He says the power of Jesus is to turn people away from the power of Satan, which is very powerful when you think about it, right? You can't even make someone believe. You pray and ask God that he would turn a person's heart. Think about what is said in 2 Timothy chapter 2. We pray that God would grant repentance to the acknowledgement of the truth, so that they are rescued from being held captive by Satan, who holds them captive at his will. See, people who are not willing to admit what God says, they're held by the captivity of Satan. And so God shows his power, Christ shows his power in turning people away from Satan unto God in the forgiveness of sins. Look with me at Matthew. I mentioned I wanted to turn to Matthew, back to Matthew. Matthew chapter 6 to begin with, verse 12. Matthew 6, verse 12. Jesus teaches us to pray in the Lord's Prayer, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And then verses 14 to 15. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Now in our text tonight in Ephesians 4:32, we're told to forgive as our Father has forgiven us. That's essentially the idea of what's in here in the Sermon on the Mount, teaching us to pray the Lord's Prayer. Forgive as you've been forgiven by your Father. Once again, we're to act like our Heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Father forgives sins, and we're told to be like him. And when we're called to be like God, there's nothing weak in that. When we're told to emulate God and express a communicable attribute of his, we're called upon to show God's strength. We're called to be just like him. Now, look at Matthew chapter 9, verse 6. Turn ahead to Matthew chapter 9, verse 6. Jesus says, "But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins." Now, this is one of the times they want to crucify him ultimately, because he's making himself equal with God, because God alone can forgive sins, they say. And he's saying, first of all, he's clearly making himself God, but notice what he says, "The Son of Man hath power or authority to forgive sins." So you see, the idea of forgiving sins is something that communicates strength, communicates authority, communicates being high and noble. Jesus tells us to be like his Father and to be like him, the Son, as they show that forgiveness is a thing of divine propensity. Now, this is the opposite of what you and I often believe, right? We know that this is true, but what do we often believe? We think forgiveness makes us weak. We think forgiveness is a sign of vulnerability and weakness. But if it is weakness, if forgiveness is weakness, then how come we often talk like this? I just can't forgive him. I just can't forgive her. I just can't forgive them. Maybe the word really should be won't. But we speak as if we just can't. But what is it to say I cannot do something, but to express weakness, to express an inability, a lack of power and capacity? When we say I can't forgive, we are expressing that we are weak. The inability to do something. But Philippians 4, verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Again, how do we forgive? By Christ. What's Paul talking about? I've learned to be content in any situation. You think that didn't need to involve a lot of forgiveness? I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. With Christ working in me, I can forgive. We can forgive. You can forgive. To say anything else is to express weakness and an inability or an unwillingness to reflect God the Father and Jesus Christ his Son. Well, on one website, HuffPost.com, found a powerful illustration of the power of forgiveness. I share this story with you. First, I would say this. Oh, no, excuse me. I quote from this website, "Forgiveness transforms anger and hurt into healing and peace. Forgiveness can help you overcome feelings of depression anxiety and rage, as well as personal and relational conflicts. It is about making the conscious decision to let go of a grudge. Forgiveness means giving up the suffering of the past and being willing to forge ahead with far greater potential for inner freedom. Besides the reward of letting go of a painful past, there are powerful health benefits that go hand in hand with the practice of forgiveness. In the physical domain, forgiveness is associated with lower heart rate and blood pressure, as well as overall stress relief. It is also associated with improving physical symptoms, reducing fatigue. In some patient populations, and improving sleep quality. You know, before I continue, we studied conscience today in Sabbath class, and one of the things that was said is a good conscience makes for a good pillow to lie your head down and sleep well, right? A bad conscience can keep you up at night. Also, what can keep you up at night? A lack of forgiveness. I continue the quote and finish it. In the psychological domain, forgiveness has been shown to diminish the experience of stress and inner conflict while simultaneously restoring positive thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Forgiveness is powerful. It's powerful for ourselves, let alone what it does for others. Jesus is the King of Kings. Jesus is the Lord of Lords. And we're called upon in Colossians 3:13 to be forbearing one another and forgiving one another if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. So who are we to say that? Jesus, the Lord of Lords, has forgiven us. But we're too important to forgive someone else? Are we saying that we are a higher authority than the Lord of glory, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords? Dare we shake our fists at Jesus as if we have a higher authority than him and refuse to forgive? As if that makes us mighty when in fact it makes us weak. And if it should take you 70 times 7, I remember that really means infinity, right? When Peter says, well, maybe I should forgive people 7 times. It's pretty good, Lord, yeah? No, not 7 times. 70 times 7, which these numbers of completion and their multiplication means constantly as much as it takes you to forgive someone. If it takes 70 times 7, that'll just show how much strength you have. You can do how many lifts, right? We talk about our dads. My dad can lift that amount of weight 10 times. My dad can lift 20 times. Well, we can say, my dad can lift infinity in forgiveness. I can lift infinity in forgiveness as many times as it takes. All of those reps of mercy, lifts of mercy, raising your arms in victory over your head. You know, you can think about how the wrestlers might lift up somebody over their head and they're going to throw them out of the ring. Well, we can lift up somebody 70 times 7 and say, I forgive again. Look at my power to forgive. I forgive again. As Christ has forgiven me far more, I can forgive again. And how much you can keep someone else, you show the strength of keeping someone else from having power over you and holding you down in despair, anger, pain, and the loneliness of not forgiving them. You also show the power that you have to lift someone else up by removing their burden that they can't take off themselves. And in joining forces in the ministry of reconciliation, which Paul says that's what it is, Christianity, to reconcile, to work it out, to be peacemakers. You see, as we say, there's strength in numbers. That's what happens with forgiveness, brings us together. You know, I often encourage the kids to remember that forgiveness is not weakness. It's quite the opposite, and I point to God again as our example. We're always going to be tempted to be unforgiving and unmerciful, but that's actually weakness. You know, it takes a big man, as they say, to admit you're wrong. Maybe it takes a bigger man or woman to forgive someone who's wrong. But that shows great strength. We want to always remind ourselves and teach our children that forgiveness is strength. I remember hearing a preacher talking about this. I think I've shared with you off the cuff, but it's stuck with me. God forgives. And so he challenges us when we forgive, we are showing that we reflect God who is almighty, to reflect him who is powerful. We reflect an amazing attribute of God, this ability to forgive. And we need that motivation, I think, sometimes, because we can tend to feel like we're weak and we're vulnerable, we're in danger, but actually it is mighty power to forgive. To forgive others is to reflect God's mighty power. It shows a lack of a need to punish, to feel strong, when all you really do is destroy and break down. To forgive shows the regal capacity of the king to grant clemency because he wishes to by holding out his golden scepter of mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment, James chapter 2, verse 13. He hath shown thee, O man, what the Lord requires of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Love mercy. Love mercy. He's shown you what to do. I want to tell you this. Not only does forgiveness have this inner strength and this strength of being able to let go, but it's also got a really powerful attraction. It's got a very strong force to it. One website, Preceptaustin.org, which I'm not really sure what that's about, but they have a subpage on forgiveness, and they share this story. It sounds to me to be a true story. There's a Spanish story of a father and a son who had become estranged. The son ran away, and the father set off to find him. He searched for months to no avail. Finally, in a last desperate effort to find him, the father put an ad in a Madrid newspaper. The ad read, "Dear Paco, meet me in front of this newspaper office at noon on Saturday. All is forgiven. I love you, your father." On Saturday, 800 Pacos showed up looking for forgiveness and love from their fathers. Forgiveness is powerful. From the same website, they share from another source, Complete Gathered Gold by John Blanchard. I share with you only some of these wonderful quotes by different people on the power of forgiveness. Thomas Watson says, "A man may as well go to hell for not forgiving as for not believing." And Jesus says the same. An anonymous writer says, "There is no revenge so complete as forgiveness." We are most like beasts when we kill. We are most like men when we judge. We are most like God when we forgive. Listed as anonymous, but I found it later down the page by Chuck Swindoll, so we'll mention Chuck Swindoll. If you are suffering from a bad man's injustice, forgive him, lest there be two bad men. Augustine. William A. Ward, friendship flourishes at the fountain of forgiveness. Corrie Ten Boom. Now, this is powerful to consider her context if you've read the story about being captured by the Nazis and all the suffering and the amazing ability to forgive her persecutors. She writes this. And by the way, she watched her sister die there. And what they went through was horrible. And she writes this, You never so touch the ocean of God's love as when you forgive and love your enemies. The ocean of God's love, you never experience it like when you forgive. C.S. Lewis, if God forgives us, we must forgive others. Otherwise, it is almost like setting up ourselves as a higher tribunal than him. Now think about that. A higher tribunal. Children tribunal means like, you know, those in a higher position of being a judge or a justice. And it's like we're saying, I'm higher than God in authority. I'm higher than God in ruling as a king because I choose not to forgive. Although God calls me to forgive and gives me the example to forgive. But we act as if we're higher than God when we choose not to forgive. That's a scary thing. Chrysostom. Nothing causes us to so nearly resemble God as the forgiveness of injuries. Now, Chrysostom's an early church father, just like Augustine. Nothing causes us to so nearly resemble God as the forgiveness of injuries. You won't be any... Gabriel, it's time to stop, young man. Thank you. Nothing causes us to so nearly resemble God as the forgiveness of injuries. We don't look or act more like the quality of God than when we forgive. Think about what witness you will give to others in and outside the church, what kind of touch you will have on people's lives to think about God by forgiving like God. William Blake says this, "The glory of Christianity is to conquer by forgiveness." Now think about that. Think about that. How often does Christianity, just in our nation alone, act like there is some kind of power we need to have by all kinds of other ways? You don't hear Christianity in our country talking about conquering our country with the power of forgiveness. You see them talking about it by the power of making demands and ultimatums and constant raising of the fists, and I fear to say raising our rifles, but you don't hear show the power of forgiveness to conquer the world. Lastly, something we're very familiar with, Alexander Pope. To err is human. To forgive, divine. Consider the parables of Jesus that he gives to encourage our forgiveness, the giving of forgiveness to others. First of all, the prodigal son. As he starts to come to his senses by the work of the Holy Spirit, and he starts to come back to God, the Father, the Father shows his power. The Father shows his royalty and his riches by running out to meet him halfway and forgive him and express that by tokens of forgiveness and celebration. Reflecting what Jesus says, in heaven, when one sinner repents, the angels rejoice in heaven. There you saw power in forgiveness. But what did we see with the other brother? We saw weakness and unwillingness to forgive, a desire to bear a grudge and judge. It was that other brother that showed weakness. Similarly, when Jesus shares about the servant who has so much debt, and he goes to the master and says, "Please forgive me all my debts," and it's something no one could ever pay, the master chooses to forgive the debt. And then the servant goes right out and demands a tiny little amount of debt owed to him by somebody under him, and he shakes him and throws him in prison. "I want my money paid." And he showed himself to be small and weak, while the master showed himself to truly be a master, a man of authority and power and ability. He chose to forgive debt. We're given those parables largely, I think, to recognize, at least in part, how to be forgiving and why we need to be forgiving. But let's recognize the weakness of those who won't forgive the pettiness, and then the grandness of those who do forgive, the power, the impressiveness of it. And you can do the same. You know, we've been teaching our toddler, hate is weak. Love is strong. Love is much stronger than hatred. So may we all see, believe, and learn by exercise and experience this mighty truth. Unforgiveness is for weaklings. God is so mighty and powerful, and he shows this by forgiving and providing the means of forgiveness in offering up his own son. Forgiving is for the strong. Who and what will you be like? Unforgiveness is for the weak. Forgiveness is for the strong. When you are tempted not to forgive, remember it's weakness. It's not strength. And don't be small. Do something big. Show yourself and to the world by the holy power of Christ, who now sits upon his throne in heaven, next to God's right hand, where your lives are hid with him. Show the world that forgiveness is powerful. And that's the message for you this evening. And every time you struggle to forgive, you think of God as your example. And you forgive, remembering that forgiveness is powerful. Motivate yourself. Forgiveness is powerful. And it has an ability to do a powerful work in other people's lives. And it has an ability to do a powerful work in your own life, physically, psychologically. But most importantly, it reflects God himself in his power, in his might, in his authority. The clemency of the King. Be forgiving as your heavenly Father forgives you. Be merciful as you have obtained mercy. Show that the power of God through Christ and the power of the blood is working within you, because forgiveness is powerful. Let us pray. Almighty God in heaven, thank you for forgiving us. Let us remember that it involved great sacrifice by you, but in that it also showed your great power. And you call upon us to reflect you, our Father in heaven. O Lord, we pray indeed that you would help us to be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven us. And as we struggle to do it, let us see our weakness in that. And as you open our heart with the Spirit, motivate us to do it, because forgiveness is powerful. Work your power in us. Show your power in us, Lord. Show that you are working your power in us as you help us to forgive. And change the world, Lord, as you would draw people to the Father, as we are all Paco, and we all need forgiveness. Let us be drawn by the powerful message of forgiveness. May you draw others by the powerful message of forgiveness as they see it working out within your people, and they hear it preached by our words and our acts. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and we close praying as you taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.